Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
We're having our, as every show, we have our farm and food segment. We save this for last. Usually it's good news. Sometimes it's silly. This time it's really good news.
Mm-hmm.
We got some stuff happening here in Des Moines that we feel very good about.
Yes, the city of Des Moines, and we've talked about this before, established at our suggestion years ago a food security task force. And then due to different, maybe administrative issues, it just sort of fell to the wayside. Ed and I had been proud to serve on that task force for a couple of years with some amazing people who know a lot about growing food. And the newly formed City of Des Moines Food Sustainability Advisory Committee is now established and embedded as a permanent part of the city structure,
and that's a step forward because it's more permanent. It's not just a 6 month, you know, look at the issue broadly, but it's an ongoing effort to advise the city on how to move forward on sustainable food production.
Right, they have more direct access to city staff and ability to influence policy and goals of the city.
I like that it's chaired by two economic development staff members who are known for getting stuff done, and also that the city sees that there is some economic value in food production.
Because economic value is not real value unless it also involves social value, health value, benefits to the residents, to we who live in Des Moines and people in the greater Des Moines area. And I think as the capital city of Iowa, it's a great example to set for food production in an agricultural state.
What have you seen in terms of the goal? I mean, again, the committee is just getting going. I think they've only met twice, I believe. But what have you seen in terms of some of the goals?
Well, the official goals are very briefly to strengthen local food systems, and that has a lot of components to it, to enhance food sustainability, meaning the continual access of production of food and access to food, and also to increase awareness of food sustainability. And the awareness part, I think, is just more so they don't put all these new programs and policies into place that no one knows about or uses.
Right. And I know previously there was a something that came out of the first task force was the Feed DSM website, which was a guide for people trying to grow food at their homes on where to find resources, soil, tools, seeds, what the city code says.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of an expansion of that.
Yes, that website has been silenced for a little bit while the committee looks at some really good ways to bring it up to date and enhance it, and then they will reopen it under a new name.
Now, one thing you and I push for is for the city to have lots, land, that is permanently committed to agriculture, because the problem is sometimes the city will let someone farm a particular piece of land, and then after 2 or 3 years, they'll come in and say, oh, we want to put a business here or a parking lot. And that's really discouraging because so much work goes into making the land productive and then to lose it to development.
Right. And there are stories out there of that exact thing happening to folks in the area. But the staff at the Economic Development Department, and this is specifically Breanne By and Nick Tarpey, who are heading up the advisory committee now, they are in the process of leasing some plots of land to individuals and groups who want to establish an agricultural endeavor, a small business. Perhaps, I don't know if nonprofits will take advantage of this, but it's. I think they already have a couple of people interested in leasing some of this land.
Yeah, and there should be a lot of that. I mean, there's so many. When I was a legislator, I had to ask the city manager to, tell me how many vacant buildable. We weren't talking about food. We were talking about, how we could prevent urban sprawl by building more in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 5,000 lots available. 5,000 lots.
And it's hard to watch those go feral. Plus, if they sit stagnant in a neighborhood, that tends to bring down the social quality of the neighborhood. It might invite crime. It is good to have the land used. And what better way to use land than to grow food?
Yeah.
Delicious food.
So, yeah, we're excited about this. We'll see where it goes. Any last words, Kathy?
Well, we're just really encouraged. The staff's enthusiasm about urban ag and the benefits it provides to residents and businesses, their vitality, their well-being is priceless.
Well, Kathy, thanks for joining me today.
Mm-hmm.